do it together. Why not? So, guys, I don't know if you saw, but South African men were dragged to the nth degree on Twitter last week. And the reason why is that the Department of Home Affairs has recently published what's called a green paper, which is a write-up on a suggestion to change South African law. And then if it becomes a white paper, then it can be signed off by the South African government to make it law. And the green paper essentially said that they wanted to legalize polyandry. Mm-hmm. Now, most people know what polygamy is. Polygamy is one man, many wives. And for certain people in South Africa, as part of certain cultural groups, ethnic groups, religious groups, it is legal. But polyandry isn't. Even though, and by the way, polyandry is one woman, many husbands. Even though in many religions, there are situations where women will take more than one husband. And the Department of Home Affairs says that it's discriminatory that men can have many partners of the opposite sex, but women can't. So why is polygamy illegal, but polyandry isn't? And South African men on Twitter had a meltdown. It was absolutely embarrassing to watch how appalled they were. So many South African men at the idea of a woman having many husbands being so much worse or so different from a man having many wives. Matabello, you saw it. It was a mess.
They didn't see it coming. They were shocked. They were trembling. The division lines were so clear on social media. It was so interesting to watch. I was camping on Twitter watching their reactions.
It was like it had never occurred to some of these men that it could happen the other way around. It was quite bizarre. But anyway, the reason why I bring it up is that this paper is now going to go before government. So we might soon live in a country where polyandry is legal, which means that women can take more than one husband. And this is a massive shock, not only to people who live in polygamous societies, but to most human beings who live in worlds where we're monogamous, right? So we have only one sexual partner, we only marry one person, and now we might be living in a country quite soon where women are allowed to legally marry more than one male partner. So what we're going to do after seven is we're going to get one of the top lawyers in South Africa onto the show to talk about exactly why it's been the law like this before, why it might change, and what the kind of divisions are around this issue. And then a little bit later on, we're going to speak to a few women who would definitely take more than one husband if the law changed.
Wow.
Because they are already polyamorous and they would very happily marry. And these men who they are seeing and having relationships with would very happily get married to them as one of many husbands. We are going to talk to the people who want this law. And listen, you might not know anybody like this in your life, but there are many in South Africa who are like this and keep it quiet, and it's perfectly legitimate. And I have a lot of questions about how those relationships work.
So instead of sister wives, you have brother husbands.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we now live in a world where that is fine and absolutely good. And I'm so excited to have this conversation after seven.